This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a first for a major drugstore chain, CVS will stop selling cigarettes and other tobacco beginning in October. That'll wipe out an estimated $2 billion a year in sales, but CVS believes it can more than make that up by expanding services to promote better health. Troy Brennan is Chief Medical Officer for CVS Caremark. Dr. Brennan, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been able to buy cigarettes down at the CVS since, I think, the dawn of time. Sounds like your CEO is into this. But beyond that, where did the pressure for change come from?
It's mostly internal pressure, really. We're turning the retail pharmacies more and more into healthcare companies. And as you do that, it becomes more and more paradoxical to be selling cigarettes at the retail outlets.
Because the idea at CVS is to, in addition to you getting your prescription and buying greeting cards, that you could actually go there for certain types of actual health care.
Exactly. We want our pharmacists to be doing counseling with patients. We're opening a lot of clinics where we actually provide care. So as a healthcare company, you just can't be selling the number one public health problem.
And so as you're doing that, offering health care, you have to have partnerships with hospitals, with doctors. And I would imagine sometimes those doctors ask about the cigarettes and the cigars and the chewing tobacco.
That's right. We have a lot of healthcare organizations that we're talking to about ways we can work together. And one of the first questions that comes from the doctors is, how can you continue to sell tobacco products? So this solves that problem.
Troy Brennan, Chief Medical Officer for CVS Caremark. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
CVS's rival Walgreens said today it continues to evaluate the sales of tobacco.